Appreciate the opportunity. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. Psalms 135. Psalms 135. Psalms 135, David says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." I want to talk to us a little while. I know we've had a really good time this morning, but I want to get real serious with us. And I realize that when we come to an associational meeting like this, you know, you were chosen by your churches to be sent to represent the church, to take care of the business. You're the cream of the crop. They place their trust in you, and unless they just want anybody else to send, but they place their trust in you to send you here. So evidently they must, you know, look up to you. And so we would consider this body here to be the cream. So what I want to preach this morning, and what I want us to take from here this morning, is not just for us as representatives of our churches. I want us to take this message that God's laid on my heart and not only take it in for what it may mean or may not mean for us, but take it back to our churches, to every one of our churches in our association. Amen. If I was going to title it, I'd say a call for unity, or a call to unity. And I know normally these associational messages are to encourage, and I believe this one will encourage us. I want to encourage us, but God has been laying some things on my heart I want to deal with this morning, this afternoon, if I can. I was studying last night. I looked up the word unity. I want you to listen to this very carefully now. God wants us to dwell together in unity. Unity is the state of being one. The state of being one, oneness, a whole or totality, as combining all its parts into one. The absence of diversity. Come on now. Oneness of mind, oneness of feeling, etc., as among a number of persons. Concord, harmony, or agreement. Come on now. That's saying a lot when we define unity. God said, or David said, as God anointed him to write this psalm, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," to dwell together as one, together in harmony, in agreement. Amen. In March of 1799, Patrick Henry gave his final speech in the public. And as he was giving this speech, what was going on? The Revolutionary War has been won. Independence has been won. The United States of America are there. But now the states are arguing over the individual state rights. And different states are trying to say, no, we can do this and we can do that. And it was putting a strain on the newly written Constitution of the United States. Patrick Henry stands and begins to address the congregation. And he says, right here, he said, "Let us trust God and our better judgment to set us right hereafter. United we stand, divided we fall. Let us not split into factions which must destroy that union upon which our existence hangs." I want to preach on a call to unity this morning. stand. Together we stand. United we stand. Divided we fall. Let us not split into factions which must destroy that union upon which our existence hangs. We came together. Y'all came together. The elders came together. I was on 5 or 6 years old. You came together and you bound together in this association. You formed a union, a unity of believers that came together for one purpose, and that was to further the exact gospel of Jesus Christ in the beauty of holiness. And yet as we look at where we're at today, I see us, I'm just going to preach my heart here. I see us splitting off into factions. Amen. I see us one faction over here doing this and one doing that, one doing the other. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, we will not stand if we begin to divide off and say, well, this church teaches one thing, this church teaches the other. I'm telling you, our church is better teach and preach holiness or it's going to be hell. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Here was a newly organized country. Amen. But it was on the brink of splitting apart. It was on the brink of falling apart. Amen. Because this state wanted to do this. That state wanted to do the other. I'm gonna tell you something. You can't exist in unity like that. Oh, hallelujah. I just got to meditating on this last night. Just bear with me. Amen. We are the Calvary Holiness Association. We're listed in the state of Georgia as being a legal association. But are we an association? Are we an association or are we just an organization? There's a difference. I looked up these words. I hope you don't mind. Because, you know, we need to be one together here. Organization, a structure through which individuals cooperate systematically to conduct business. Is that where our unity ends? Because listen to this. State of Georgia recognizes us as the Calvary Holiness Association. What's the definition of association? What's the difference between an organization? I feel we are organized. That's why we have these church letters. That's why we have the committees. We are organized. We are an organization. But are we an association? Association, an organized body of people who have an interest in common. Well, we can live with that. A common interest. We agree with that. Most of us would agree that we fit that part of the definition, but it don't stop there. The connection or relation of ideas, feelings, sensations, etc. But listen to this. It also says an association has friendship and companionship. What is a companion? One that sticks with the other always. Come on now. I mean, one, I asked my elder deacon just a few minutes ago. He was coming over here and said, I said, have you got my back, deacon? He said, I got your back. I mean, we stick one with another. And I know, and even this morning there's a little bit of confusion. I'm not talking about that. Amen. Daddy's already addressed that somebody, amen, needs to clarify that in a letter to the Judiciary Committee. And that way the issue won't come up anymore. We vote on it, settle it, and it's done. I'm not talking about that kind of a little discussion or division. I'm talking about some things that are dividing us. But this morning, this afternoon, I want us to get a hold of something we've got. To get back to unity. I said I'm here to encourage us, but I'm going to have to bring it right where it is before I can. Amen. We're divided. There are things that are dividing us as an association, causing us to be an organization. And I haven't got an all exhaustive list here, but there's some things that God began to deal with me. Amen. About that I want to address here. And you know, if you shoot me or whatever afterward, well, I'll die having delivered my heart. Amen. and we're divided. I mean, we're in a church association that, oh boy, y'all better pray. Amen. That is divided. Amen. By education. Amen. Versus non-education. What in the world are you talking about? Amen. We can get up. And I know what happened. I know what happens. If I've got definitions written down or something, there's some folks among us that are creating. There's nothing wrong with having an education. I'll tell you something. I'm preaching, amen, to several teachers. I'm preaching to a principal. I'm preaching to people that's up and up. Amen. I better have an education. I'm not talking about you got to go to Bible school. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, some of us that does have master's degree in education, some of us that don't hold that against us, those of you that don't. We can't help. We decided to go to school. We just did. Amen. It's all right to be a preacher with an education. On the other hand, amen, some of these brethren that don't have an education, some of these brothers that didn't make it all the way through high school, and sister, amen, us that do have education has got to realize that they've got something that us young bucks don't got. They've got the wisdom of the ages, and it's not a war. We've got to put us that does have master's degree with those that don't have a high school education, and we've got to work in unity. The time for fussing about who can and who can't because of education's over with. I'm sending out a call for unity. I'm sending out a call for unity. Oh God. I'll tell you something, for all my master's degree and for all this and that and the other, unless I pray and seek God, amen, I can get up. I'll tell you something. I know what to pull your chain. Huh? If I wanted, there's scriptures in here. Amen. I could start reading about the prophet Joel saying that in the last days God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And I could get to preaching about an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I could have everybody in here shouting, you're about. Come on, you might as well say amen, you know. Heaven forbid, but I could get, amen, somebody up here on the piano and a good singer, and we could get you to shout. Amen. But without the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God, it ain't worth a dime. What is education or not education got to do with it? But we're pulling back, amen, from some of these old white hairs that's got a lot of wisdom. Those of us that want the education up there, oh, listen to them, how eloquently they do speak. I mean, we were talking just a few minutes ago about Brother Charlie Jones, amen, and how he would repair, and how John's mama, Elizabeth, I think you would say, and all that, and how great a man of God he was. All right, then why, those of us that have education, it don't matter what you are. It's all about the anointing. What difference does it make? Let's come back to unity. I don't care if you went to Bible college. Teach me something. Come on now. Come on now. And when you're through teaching me, let's go pray together and get the anointing on what you've taught me. Amen. But when it comes to things like this, Brother Ed, it's driving a wedge, amen, between our people, and it ought not to be so. I don't care how good a person speaks, how well he pronounces Mephibosheth, or don't. It matters not if he can read like Alexander Scorby and quote 17,232 verses from memory. It matter, or gets up here and can't even read the ones right in front of him. It don't matter, as long as they're anointed by God to deliver God's word. We need to quit letting this education thing. You say, "All right, you may not be aware of it, but it's there." I mean, in some quarters in our organization, it's near about a sin to have an education. Hello. And in some of our churches, it's near about a sin not to. We can't survive like that. We got to agree on the anointing. And that's all that matters. Oh boy. I got to hurry. Amen. We've got division. Oh boy. Brother Joy, you're my pastor, so if you'll come stand in front of me and block the rocks when they start throwing them, that'd be good. Amen. We've got division between our large churches and our small churches. We're part of the body of Christ. And if it doesn't matter if you're from Hebron with zero members, or if you're from uptown Guatemala with 700 members. Come on now. Brother Archie Morgan, who was slated to preach this morning but couldn't. Oh, he pastors a church with zero members. Did you catch that? He's got just as much right to get up here and exhort us and preach to us and help us make decisions as whoever, as Joy Dean does. I'm going to pick on you at one of our larger churches. Hello! We've gotten this thing about, I go to church here, or I go to church there. You better be careful. Are you saved? Is the blood applied? It doesn't matter which one of our churches you're a member of. Is the blood applied? Forget about church walls and church boundaries. Hey, we've got a job to do, church, that we cannot do unless we stand united. Feeling the Holy Ghost now. It's time to put our little petty differences up to the side. Hey, amen. I don't care. I don't care. I've got problems at Temple Church, just like you got problems at Parkview or Stones Chapel or Union Grove or wherever. I've got little issues there, but when it comes down to it, we've got an association to keep together. We've got a body of believers to work for. But more than that, we've got a kingdom of heaven to father for Jesus Christ. Oh, holy, holy, holy. We're divided. Oh, man. It gets worse. You just hold on, but I'm going to try to get it better before it gets you down too far. We're divided over standards of holiness versus our traditions. We've heard traditions this morning in the morning session. Amen. We've always done it that way. How many times did we hear it this morning? You know what we were saying? I'm going to be real careful here. It's still truth. What we were really saying was, it really doesn't matter what's right or wrong. This is the way we've always done it. Well, I didn't get many amens on that. Come on now. We've got traditions in the church. I'm not talking about the standards of holiness. I'm not compromised. I'll stand my holiness against yours any day. Come on now. And there's probably several things that I'm harder on than you are. Hello? But I'm saying we've got things that we've always done that don't really matter unless it's your conviction. But we're letting that line get blurred. I'm going to tell you, preachers. Amen. Preachers, listen to me. Listen to me, preachers. Amen. Amen. We've got one thing to preach and nothing else. And that's Bible-backed, biblical holiness. If you're preaching your convictions, preachers, and I have preached some of mine before, but oh God, help me to always stand before the people and say, I believe, in my opinion, and my conviction is. Because we've got these blurred lines. And I'm going to tell you something, and where is it falling, this unity thing? I'm going to tell you where it's falling, this unity thing. The lines between tradition and the lines between true standards of holiness are becoming so blurred that we've got this church doing this, but this church can't. And that church, and they just, I'm not going to their revivals, hello, because they let so-and-so. I'm not going to support them in their meeting because they did this. Now where do we stand? Are we an organization or are we an association? Come on now. Come on now. I said this is the cream of the crop. Most of you, all of you, I think probably agree with me on most of this. Amen. But we've got to take this message back to our churches and say, hey, we've got to come together again in oneness, in unity, if we're going to take our association further. Brother Ed, I'm going to pick on you a little bit. My elder deacon from my home church. Amen. Had a dream one time about a basketball goal being in this place. Is that right? Amen. Got a pastor. Amen. That'll preach holiness. If you want to keep that basketball goal out of here, you better back the pastor. And when the deacon comes to you and says there's a little something needs to be dealt with, the pastor needs to back that deacon on these standards of holiness. Come on now. Now both of them are my friends. That's why I'm using them. I don't know of anything going on between the two, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't think there is. And I want to tell you something. If our deacons don't get back behind our pastors and our pastors don't get back behind our deacons, we're going to lose out with God. If I preach one thing from the pulpit, and Brother Eston don't do this, Brother Eston calls something else. If I preach a pulpit standard, and Brother Eston calls it to the pulpit, that's not unity. Boy, that was a week all right there. Do y'all agree with me or not? We used to wouldn't let some things on this platform down here at the Calvary Holiness Campground. We used to wouldn't let it on our platforms in our churches. But now we're disagreed on what's a true standard of holiness and what's a tradition. We better work some of these things out. We did real well. And Brother Tim, you and I are guilty of something this morning. I added up real quick the statistical tables. I kept up with them as I was reading the church letters. And I added and subtracted as we went. We did great. And I leaned over to Brother Tim and said, we didn't do so bad. We done pretty good. He said, yeah, we done pretty good this year. We went down in membership one from last year to this year. We went down from 366 to 365. And I leaned over to Brother Tim and I said, we did pretty good. He said, yeah, we did pretty good. That's better than I thought it was going to be. We lost one, folks! I know most of them was from death. I know they were from death. And our folks died in the Lord. We didn't have hardly any dismissed. If my memory serves, we didn't have hardly. I want to tell you something right here and right now. One is one too many. There's an empty hole somewhere because we dropped a number. Amen. That hole was not fulfilled. Amen. Can you see where I'm going with this? Well, if we lose one a year, we've got 365 more years. No, it don't work like that. Oh God. Oh God. We gotta come together and stand, or we're gonna lose more than we're losing, church. We've gotta figure out, are we gonna stand for holiness? Or are we just gonna let things come in? What we gonna do? And you said if we stand for holiness, we'll lose. Folks, no we won't! Not if we stand united! I'm convinced that if we'll unify as we ought to be, an association. Amen. The connection, the relation of ideas, the connection. How many of you know when the next revival at Union Grove is? Or community? Or temple? I heard that there's a revival at New Corinth next week. How many of y'all knew that? About a quarter of you. Huh? The local churches. Huh? You know why the churches way off probably don't know? It's because we probably not plan on coming anyway. Oh, it's quiet now. a connection. Hello. Hello. We don't support one another anymore. Huh? Oh. Well, while I'm right here, let's talk about district youth meetings. When's the last one you've been to? I mean, when Temple Church, and this is the other district, when Temple Church can go to a district youth meeting and win the banner consistently with 8, 9, or 10 people, every once in a while, 13, something's wrong when we've got 365 members. I know some folks aren't able. I ain't talking about them. Oh, but Brother Kyle. Oh, but Brother Kyle, you know, I just can't remember when your service is. Well, I'm fixing to enlighten you. Take this back to your church. In District 2, it's second Friday night of every month. District 2, second Friday night. District 3, third Friday night. 3 and 3. What do you mean you can't keep it straight? It's been like that for years and years and years. And it never fails. You go in to the host church. Oh, man. Donnell, you're going to shout me down now. You're the youth director now. You go into the church. Amen. What right you got? I'm going to tell you something. I've been pastor of Temple Church for 8 years. And I'm not bragging on this. I'm just telling you, I got a little right to do what I'm doing right here. I could count on my two hands how many district youth meetings I've missed in 8 years. And yeah, I do drive to Thomasville from here. I know I'm younger. Carpool. I know gas prices. I was going to district youth meet when gas was almost $5 a gallon. Driving 2.5 hours. Come on now. I know some of you can't. I know some of you don't get off work till 7 or 8 o'clock on Friday nights. God knows that too, but He knows who's going to the steakhouse instead of district youth meeting also. I told you it's going to get tight. But inevitably, you walk into district youth meeting, of course the host church has a pretty decent crowd there. And somebody at the host church is always going to say, "Where's everybody at?" And I feel like telling them, they're at the same place you was the last 6 district youth meetings. Man, I feel some holy boldness rising up in me right now. I'm going to tell you something. If you can't support it, don't knock it when they don't support you. Pastors, listen to me. If you ain't going to go, don't tell your congregation to go. Man, I can just hear you curl, your toes curling on the carpet. Oh, you didn't say that, Brother Kyle. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. There's a call going out for unity. We've got to once again. Amen. So, you know what? We call off for homecomings at another church. Amen. And about 5 from the church show up at the other homecoming. No, we called off to go to homecoming. We didn't call off to go to the mountains. I believe everybody deserves a vacation or two a year. But not every 5th weekend. And camp meeting Sunday, and youth camp Sunday, and the Sundays you call off for somebody else's homecoming. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm preaching about a call for unity. Amen. There was a time, amen, that an evangelist would come into revivals and would have no idea who's a member of the church and who's a member of the church down the road because everybody supported everybody else. And we come together. You want to talk about folks rolling in the floor and in the sawdust and all that? It was because we were united. Now the evangelist comes, preaches his guts out Monday through Thursday. And finally, about Friday, the saints of God decide to say amen, and we want to go on for another week. Hello! Amen. I'll tell you something. Amen. God wants us to come together from day one of a revival. Amen. And unite one body of believers. Oh, how blessed it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. But you know what? I'm not going to go to New Corinth and their homecoming because I really don't like Joy Dean. I'm not going to go, amen, to community because I don't like the way, amen, Buddy McGill runs the service over there. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Come on now. Come on now. I'm not going over there. What has that got to do with anything? Huh? I know a man, listen to me very carefully, that's pure mad as a wet hen because somebody in his family is beginning to backslide, or they've already backslidden. He won't go to church himself. Shout now. I want to tell you something. I got two girls, 14 and 10. And I promise you, Joy Dean and I, he's my pastor. I promise you, Joy Dean, I probably don't agree on everything. Tim, Mark, you're my, I mean, you're pastor where I grew up. You mom and I promise you, we ain't going to agree on everything. Me and Joy's probably, I can't remember, but we've probably talked about some things we probably didn't agree on. We felt differently on. But we can have that disagreement, and I can go to my house, and I can sit at my table, and I can run Joy Dean down because what we don't agree on, and I don't think you ought to be having children's church, and we got one at Temple. I don't think you ought to have children's church, and I don't think this, and I don't think that, and besides, I mean, you know, I mean, you're too young to be pastoring that big of a church. I mean, they need me. You know, we're the same age, y'all. That's the reason I said that. Come on now. You're too young. You know, and I go to my house and at the supper table, and I'm sitting there running Joy Dean down. Guess what? My daughters are not going to have any respect, amen, for the pastor of New Corinth Church. And chances are they'll grow bitter, amen, because of my, you know, I might not even fall out with Joy because of what we disagree on, amen, but they may take it to the next extreme, and that's why they don't want to go to New Corinth. That's why they don't have no confidence in anybody. Hey, we've got a unified church. We've got a division in Calvary Holiness, big time, over the old folks versus the young folks. There's some of you sweated and bled, amen, digging up tree stumps around this place. God love you. I was told, and the person that told me this is not here, so it does not matter. Amen. Don't ask me. I'm not fixing to offend them, and you'll never know who it was. I was told that the problem with our movement was, amen, that we're getting too many of you young people on our committees. Too many of you young people trying to run things. You know what I asked that person? How old was you when Charlie Jones and Roy Gaskins put you on a committee? And it was something like 32. I said, I'm 38. Hello. But now I'm too young. And that's the problem with this place. I'm too young to be on a committee. But they patted you, and I'm the person's not here, but they patted y'all on the back, Daddy, and they said, all right, take it and run with it. Amen. We got your back. Amen. And you know what? You didn't do things exactly like Charlie Jones and Roy Gaskins had always done it. But they said, that's all right. As long as we stay in the Word of God, do it God's way, and as long as it helps the movement, run with it, boy, run with it. Amen. Now we got to say, hey, amen, back to that tradition. We ain't never done it like that. You're going to mess things up. You've got a fresh idea. You've got a fresh anointing. That's not good enough. You got to do it. Hey, come on, I'm going to tell you something. My pants leg does not shake when I'm preaching like it did with Brother Charlie. That does not mean God's anointing is not there. Hang on, older folks. There's more older folks than young folks in here right now. And I ain't done. Some of you wishing I was. But I'm going to preach it out now. I'm already here. Amen. It's time. I'm just going to tell you. It's time for some of you older heads to start. You brought us up in holiness. You trained us around these altars. You prayed us through to salvation. You prayed us through to sanctification. You prayed us through to the Holy Ghost. Now, trust us. But on the other hand, we've got some of the younger folks that's saying it's time for the Herschel Smiths to get out of the way. Hello. It works both ways. You hear what I'm telling you? Come on now. Look at Brother Robert. Amen. Can't hardly get around. Look at Brother Archie coming out of here just in time. Brother Archie, the Lord had you do that. Look at him come out of here. Lena, come up here, Brother Archie, if you can. Look at him leaning here on this cane. Old fogey. Amen. It's time for him to step aside and let some of us young ones know. Amen. There's a split in your back going on about what to do between the old and the young. I'll tell you what we need to do. I'm sending out a call to unity. Amen. We got to get together. Hey, Brother Archie can't run the aisles anymore, but bless God, I'll run them for him. He can't run it, but I can. But I'll tell you what, as a young preacher, there's one thing I do know. There's something I do know. I can get down, Brother Mark Jordan, and discouraged from fighting the good fight of faith. But I know there's a phone number in that minute that I can call. And I can call this elder right here. And he can start telling me how he's been there, done that, got the t-shirt. If you will, he made it. And before I get off the phone, I'm encouraged to swing my sword again. Hey, it ain't about old versus is young. It's about the old letting the young strength do the work that's got to be done, and the young letting the old's wisdom guide us. I'm sick and tired of hearing folks talk about our elder preachers and our elder deacons and saying they need to come on now. But on the same, I'm sick and tired of hearing me get accused of being a young preacher. Therefore, I'm not a good holiness preacher. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me squeeze back through here if I can. Amen. I'm telling you, David said, bless it, or behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. I read to you my little excerpt from Patrick Henry. Amen. Let me read that again. Let us trust God. Patrick Henry said this, and our better judgment to set us right hereafter. United we stand. Divided we fall. Let us not split into factions which must destroy that union upon which our existence hangs. I'm sending out a call, amen, to unity, of unity, for unity, amen, this afternoon at Calvary Holiness. I want us to be an association, not just an organization where we come together to conduct business, but an association where we have that fellowship, the friendship, the companionship that we need to make it. Not all change is good, but not all change is bad either. You know, I pointed out something to somebody. I believe it's number 15. Don't look yet. Don't look yet. Stay with me. Number 15, I believe it is. If I'm wrong, it don't matter. In the decorum. The decorum of our association. The decorum of our association says, or is, the decorum of any association is, the guidelines for the business part of it. But number 15 talks about not believing in televisions, and we urge our ministers to preach against the evils thereof. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it needs to be in the disciplinary rules, or either in the ministers, what we maintain. It has nothing to do with the business meeting. Come on now. And it was just, it's been there. It's been there. But if we were to send that into the judiciary committee, and it went out before the churches, just to move it from there to the disciplinary rules, we'd have a lot of people who would vote against it just because it's a change. Bless our hearts. Bless our hearts. Bless our hearts. Y'all, we're supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost. We ought to be above that. Come on now. Oh, God. Thank God for old preachers. Oh, Jesus. But at the same time, come here, Brother Johnny. Come here. I want us to unify about this. Brother Johnny, get over there by the stage. Sit right there. Sit right there. Stand right there. Stand over there by that box right there. Just go over there. Amen. But on the same time, while us young preachers are taking it and young people are taking it and run with it, there's some older people sitting up there looking at the battle that their arms are weak. And what we need to do, the strength needs to hold their arms up, listen to their wisdom, because they've been in the battle a lot longer than we have. We need to hold them up. They ain't ready for some spiritual nursing home. Come on now. Come on now. I'm talking about a call for unity at the Calvary Holiness I Hope Association. Woo. Hallelujah. And, I got another scripture. I'm going to try to close here. I know y'all want lunch. Amen. As far as I know, I don't think nobody's up for ordination, so the afternoon's probably to be quick. Just give me a minute. Let me get this off me. That way I can sleep tonight. Hallelujah. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burden with those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. He that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and by the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall. You hear me? We're separated from Dublin to Thomasville, and all points in between. We're separated on the wall, but we're trying to build a wall. We're separated on the wall. The work's great. It's large. We're separated one far from another. In what place thereof, you hear the sound of the trumpet. Resort ye hither. Resort ye hither unto us. Our God will, shall fight for us. That's in the Nehemiah chapter number 4. Amen. Wherever you hear the trumpet, come together. And if you get together in unity, if you get together, then God's going to fight for you. Yeah, come on now. But if it's one man over here, one church over here and one over there, and we're doing our own thing, and we're doing our own, come on now. Amen. And it doesn't matter what goes on at New Corinth. And it doesn't matter what they're going through right there at New Corinth. It doesn't matter that Cecil's in revival. It doesn't matter if Hebron's got a little revival going on. Amen. It doesn't matter. We've got our own little cup field over here in New Corinth. Amen. We just let them do their own thing. I'm going to tell you something. If we stay separated like that, the enemy will overtake us. Woo! Woo! And y'all just thought I was preaching hard. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to try to. I'm not beating us up here. I got a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old that I'm trying to raise right. And they need somewhere. They need this youth camp. They need this camp meeting. They don't like to get up early and come to the morning services at camp meeting. It's boring to them. Come on now. But one day, by the grace of God, they'll remember those morning services. And they'll thank God. Daddy might have been working this year. And they'll thank God that Mama brought them. It wasn't easy. But one day, they'll thank God they were here. Amen. Train up a child in the way. Oh, you know the scripture. Amen. Wait, I'm calling us to unity again. Brother Lynn Tanner, I mean, I know you over there. And y'all got plenty of people that goes to Riverside. You know, but I sure do appreciate you using one of my members this past week. I hope he helped you out. I'm trying to keep him in line. I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate y'all listening to him. He's a great teacher. He really is. Yeah, but you know, Brother Daniel, you're way down yonder. Way over yonder. Yeah. But you know what? Whatever's going on at campground, doesn't it do your heart good to see that Mount Olive Church bus pull up here on the ground? Because united we'll stand. But Mount Olive's not a member of this. United we'll stand. United we'll stand. Amen. It's time for us to quit talking about whatever other church is doing wrong and how we're so much better at our church, amen, than they are at that church, and say, hey, I heard New Corinth's going to be in revival next week. I think we'll try to go tonight. I got this saying at my church, and I say it like this. God understands when you can't be there. But he also knows when you could have and you just didn't. Huh? Oh, it's just fifth weekend. You know, I don't believe Brother Mark would mind me saying this. I know why they have services on fifth weekend. Because he's got a lot of members that cannot come make the trip. They're not physically able to make the trip. But Randy Odom, I hope not to keep you from down here on fifth weekend. I say that because Randy's usually here. You hear what I'm telling you? You hear what I'm telling you? Oh, and I think Brother Mark would encourage us. His younger people that can't make the trip, go. Oh, boy. United, we'll stand. I'm preaching too long, but let me close with this. Let me close with this, Brother Sonny Odom. This old boy needs you. I don't care if we don't agree on every little jot and tittle. As long as it's not specified by the word of God, it don't really matter. I don't care if you're a pre-tribber. So what? Be ready when God comes. Huh. I need you. Huh? Brother Eston, I know me and Brother Donnell, we're closer to the same age, and we're always going on with each other. I mean, and I don't know if you ever feel left out sometimes as a deacon, but buddy, I need you. I got to have you. It ain't about young or old. It's about working for God. And I need you. Jimmy Bullard, I need you. Amen. You're not older than I am. Maybe not too much, but you're older than I am. You don't get around real good. But I need you. All you other. But Charles, I remember when I started preaching, you was pastoring at Stone Chapel. And I couldn't preach a lick, but every time I walked in the doors, you put me up. And you backed me while I was preaching. Oh, that meant more to me, Brother Freddie, than anything I could. You, for whatever reason, you may not be able to preach right now. Amen, but you just keep praying for me, and I'll swing for you. I need you, brother. I need you. Jim Yeomans, you're a young man, young preacher, and folks may criticize you because you're a young man. You ain't got no business preaching holiness as hard as you preach it. But Jim Yeomans, keep me straight. I need you, boy. Y'all hear what I'm preaching? Oh, my heart's burdened right now. We got to have each other. We got to have each other. And it's time for all this junk to be put to the side. There's a call for unity going out this morning. Would you stand? I don't even know if we normally give an altar call at association. I can't remember. But I'm wondering right now. I'm wondering right now. I've always said this is the cream. The church nominated you to come and represent them. But we can't just us right here get together. We got to take this back to the church and pull our churches first together as a church and then together so we can be an association. I'm wondering this morning how many of us would find somebody right here in this business meeting that you could say, hey, we may not talk that much. We may not see each other once in a while. But buddy, I'm with you, sister, I'm with you. And come around here. And I'm not, you know, and I just thought this just came to me. I don't even want us to kneel at this altar. But I want us to stand united. This is a call for unity right now. Who will come? Who will commit to standing with our brothers and sisters, with our fellow churches, with everybody and just stand? Amen. If you have to grab somebody by the hand, if you have to hold somebody up that's feeble, amen, and just lift up your hands and say, God, amen, we're choosing to stand. We're choosing to unify. We're choosing to come together once again in unity. Oh, we're choosing to be one for you, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.